is Lisa Newell. She's editor of Gulf Breeze News. Lisa, thanks for joining me on News Radio 92.3.
Good morning, Bobby. How are you doing?
Doing very well. So what do you got going on in the news for us this week?
Well, we've got some great stories. You know, the Blue Angels week was just such a blur because there were so many things going on constantly. But for one person in particular, it was really a blur. It was for a former teacher from Gulf Breeze Elementary School, Mary Ann Proctor. She got to ride along with the Blues and got to pull 4 G's. Now, she didn't go for the full amount, but she said, I'll do up to 4 G's, and after that, I'm done. But she got to do barrel rolls. She got to, you know, experience some of the wonderful things that they do with those amazing flying machines. And what a brave woman, you know?
Yeah.
She was brave. She did it. She strapped into that cockpit and took off. So hats off to her.
Yeah, I've actually talked to some people who have been offered to fly with the Blues, and they're like, nope, not doing it. So she's very brave.
I'm the same way. And another story we have is about a man who's 94 years old, and his name is Bill Hurst, and he's well-known in the golfing circles around here. He flew in the air show with the biplanes, and he is a pilot, but 94 years old, and he got into one of those biplanes and
That's
was part
cool.
of the pre-show. And so, you know, gosh, I mean, talk about scary. I think I'd rather go with the Blue Angel than be
That's right. Be out there in the open. Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's pretty neat. It was a lot of people out there this weekend. A lot of people showed up out there.
Oh, my gosh. It was crazy. I think it was a record. I think everyone really missed having the air show last year because of COVID. And the year before that, it was kind of an abbreviated show.
Yep.
So there was just such a pent-up demand for people to go out there. And I think everyone bought a boat with their COVID relief money.
That's right. I was actually talking to somebody about that. I was like, you think the traffic on the road was bad? The boat traffic was a nightmare. And, yeah, I agree.
It was crazy. It really was. We have another story about Highway 98. And let me tell you that all weekend long, the question I got asked over and over and over again is, why are they clearing that land between Grand Point and Grand Point East? And we have been covering this, so everyone needs to read the paper, but we actually have a diagram of it's going to be a very large retention pond. So they're going to dig out that dirt and use it when they're constructing the widening part of Highway 98, which is going to go from 2 lanes to 3 lanes. And when I tell people it's from Bayshore Road to Portside Drive, they look at me with a crazy look on their face. I say, okay, IHOP to KFC.
There you go. Yep, that's right.
Well, IHOP's not there any longer, so that's there.
So, yeah, there's concerns, I'm sure, that people have of, is there some sort of big building going in there? Are they building houses? What are they doing? And it's a retention pond.
Oh, yeah.
So
everyone is asking that question. So, and it is dramatic. I didn't realize there was that much land there. Mm. And now you see how they've now got all the trees cut down and stacked up. And I'm wondering if they're going to haul them off or burn them, because it looks like they've kind of got them in a big burn pile, which is, you know, going to be air quality issues. But we'll see what they have planned for that. In the city of Gulf Breeze, they've been talking about this multi-use path now for, 2 or 3 years at least, and they have actually started working on that. So, you know, the sidewalk system in Gulf Breeze, everybody, you know, you see people walking, it gets used a lot. This is going to be a bigger, like 10-foot-wide path for, you know, walking, for bicycling and everything else. And it's going to be very, very nice. And they have started working on that. And it's going to go the loop of Gulf Breeze, you know, Fairpoint. So it's going to be a very nice plan. We have a story on that as well. So that's kicking off. And in this issue, we have got the A honor roll. So if your child is an A student, their chances are their name is going to be in the paper this week, so you definitely want to pick up a copy and keep it in their little scrapbook.
All right. And since you brought that up, bringing up a copy, where can people get a copy of the Gulf Breeze News?
Well, we have got some new locations, actually. We just put one in the new Taco Rock that's just moved over to the older G and Breeze location in Harbortown. We have got them at CVS, Publix, the McDonald's in Tiger Point. We've got them at locations, rack locations, when there's one in front of the aerobics and fitness, Walmart East and West down at Tiger Point. several locations, but you can also have us mail it to you. We'd be happy to mail it to you so you get it in your mailbox every week. You don't have to go just to the end of your driveway and pick it up. So just give us a call and we'll take care of that for you. And it really makes a great gift for anyone you know that loves Gulf Breeze and wants to stay connected.
Yeah, there you go. We're talking to Lisa Newell, editor of Gulf Breeze News. Give me one more story, Lisa.
Well, back to school's coming up. You know, it's hard to believe, but it's starting August 10th, so we have less than a month.
I just heard my daughter scream. I from all the way over here.
I
can hear her go, no!
We only have three issues between now and August 10th. So not only is this a great time to kind of clear out some of that summer merchandise, you know, if you're a retailer, it's also a good time to start, you know, advertising to people who are going back to school because, you know, there's so many things associated with back to school, not just clothing and shoes and backpacks, but after school activities and tutoring and transportation and everything else. So there's so many things that, you know, if you're selling any of that information, you need to let us know. And we're also working on our August issue of Splash magazine, which has been fantastic. The July issue is flying off the shelves. And we have this, the August issue talked about Gulf Breeze as a community, like if you were a visitor seeing it for the first time. Now we're going to set our sights on the Navarre community. So anyone who loves Navarre, please give us a call. We're going to be kind of talking about it as if you're a tourist.
Oh, there you
seeing
go.
Seeing it from the eyes, you know, of a tourist, which is kind of cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
All right. Lisa Newell, editor of Gulf Breeze News, and you can get information at gulfbreezenews.com right there. Lisa, thanks for joining me here on News Radio 92.3.